Now, a bit of good news on the environmental front, recycling front, if you like, this week. When I read that there has been quite a surge in use, national use and county use in brown bins. This is very good news, of course. People are getting the message a little bit more about what to put in their brown bin and how frequently to use it. But could we be doing better, and are we still segregating our waste properly? Well, this week is National Food Waste Recycling Week, so it's as good a time as any to talk about the brown bins and maybe to educate ourselves a little bit more about what more we could be doing. And to that end, I'm delighted to welcome Pauline McDonough, who is Circular Economy Coordinator at My Waste, who's on the line now. Welcome, Pauline.
Thank you, Deirdre. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on your show.
You're very welcome. First of all, good news on the brown bin front. Exactly what is that good news? Can you just break it down for us?
Yes. So I suppose the breaking it down piece is that over 90% of households right across the island of Ireland now have access to a brown bin service, whether they're living in rural, urban accommodation, in apartments, they're all accessing the brown bin service. Now, the very important thing for all the Kerry listeners is that you're probably screaming at the radio going, we've been doing this for years. Well, actually, Limerick, Clare and Kerry were the first three counties to really start using brown bins. And people in Kerry have had them a lot longer than our East Coast householders and residents. So well ahead of the curve in Kerry. And then the second thing that we're seeing, because these are national statistics that we're talking about, is that 70% of people are regularly using their brown bin. And now this week, during National Food Waste Recycling Week, we're just taking an opportunity to kind of refresh everybody on the do's and don'ts, and just bring everybody up to speed so that we can ensure the contents of the brown bins are as good as we can make them.
And to that end, you have a few tips for us. And the first one is lining your brown bin, your food caddy. Why is that important?
Yeah, so it's important for two reasons. Now, I am very aware that in Kerry, a lot of people don't have a wheeled brown bin. They have more of what looks like a big caddy that they put out at the, you know, at the curbside. So the first important thing is to get information on your liner. You should look at your waste collector's information. Some of them don't allow the what look like plastic bags but are compostable liners. They prefer a paper liner, or they allow a compostable bag. One of the things that we're seeing, Deirdre, is that unfortunately, when people aren't aware that it needs to be a compostable liner, they're lining the bin or indeed the kitchen caddy that they have with just an average plastic bag. And that's not a good idea, because even in the best circumstances, when we process that material, it's impossible to debag all of it. And some of the plastic could end up in the compost once it's been processed.
Okay, so line it with either a compostable bag or no bag at all, I presume. Although that's kind of messy, though, isn't it, for the inside of the bin?
It is, and that's what puts people off, I suppose. But what you can do is you can use a paper bag. So if you think of a plain brown paper bag, you can use that. Or another trick that I do myself in my own home is I just actually put a sheet of newspaper at the bottom of the caddy, and that helps as well with just locking in the moisture and not letting the caddy get too kind of wet and mucky, you know.
And another thing that you want people to do is to make sure to stay vigilant against contamination, so that some of the things that you put into your caddy might become contaminated. So explain that to us, Pauline.
Yeah, so we're doing very well. Contamination rates are at 9% for the brown bin, which is quite low. It's below 10%. But because we're talking about food waste, what we do see more than anything is people's reluctance in some cases to remove the packaging from the food. So imagine you go to the fridge, it's a Friday, you're doing the cleanup before you do the weekly shop, and you come across some food that's, you know, at a not at its best and it needs to be disposed of. Now, if it's, say, something like a tub of fruit, you'll quite happily maybe just dump the fruit into the brown bin and put the packaging in the recycling bin. But if it's something a little bit more mucky, like a tub of hummus or coleslaw, and it's all a bit green and yucky, you might look at it and go, I'll put the whole thing in the brown bin. And obviously, we can't do that. What you need to do is take a spatula or a piece of kitchen roll, decant the food into the brown bin, and then wash out the packaging so that can be recycled separately.
Okay, and a lot of people, like since you mentioned coleslaw there, and that is something that can get wasted and go off, a lot of people, you're saying, would be tempted just to throw the whole thing into the brown bin, but if you put it in its plastic container, it's defeating the purpose.
It is, absolutely, because, you know, it's only the food waste that can be processed by anaerobic digestion or converted into compost. You can't put the packaging in there. So the main thing is, you know, just to be aware of this, if you go on to mywaste.ie, we've loads of tips and tricks. We have some little simple videos there showing how to decant food and just reminders of the checklist of what goes in and what doesn't.
Okay, so basically all food can go into it.
Yes, so it's all food from your kitchen, and that means cooked and raw food. So if you had leftovers, say meat bones, pieces of meat, fish, eggshells, coffee grounds, tea bags, and obviously then all the other things that we would normally associate, like fruit and vegetables. And what people sometimes forget is that you can also put in kitchen roll. You know, if you've mopped up, say, your frying pan and there's oil on the kitchen roll, you can pop that into the brown bin as well.
Okay, because I certainly wasn't 100% sure about that whether that was compostable or not, but it is obviously.
Yeah, it is. And we really like to get that because it's full of nutrition and calories that can be converted into compost. So it's a great one to put into your brown bin.
The kitchen paper?
Yes.
Once there's food or some liquids?
Yeah. Absolutely. So any kitchen paper that you've used around the kitchen, but obviously not if you've used it to clean with. You know, if you were, say, spraying down your worktop and you used a kitchen roll to clean that off, you'd need to put that into the general waste bin because it has a chemical on it.
But if you spill a cup of tea, for example, and you use kitchen roll to mop that up, you can put that into the brown bin.
Absolutely, that's it, Deirdre. Anything to do with food, if you've used it to clean or mop up food, as you've just described, that's exactly what should go in the brown bin.
Yeah, it might be a funny question, but recently at home I was throwing out flowers that had been in a vase and they were dead. And I was kind of wondering, now I actually put them in the general bin in the end, but I was wondering, can they not be put in the compostable bin with the food, or is that would be wrong, would it?
No, it wouldn't, but it depends on your collector's criteria.
Okay.
So some collectors are strictly food waste and no garden waste, and then some accept both garden and kitchen waste as one. And then from the garden, if your collector accepts it, yes, definitely dead flowers, dead plants, leaves, small amounts of grass clippings, and very light pieces of wood, you know, like small twigs and branches.
And if there was one thing you could drum into the public, Pauline, in terms of what not to do with their brown bin, what would that be?
Well, the main thing that we're pushing for this year's National Food Waste Recycling Week, Deirdre, is that people should present their bin regularly for collection. So sometimes, particularly in the winter when we don't have a lot of food and garden waste, and if we have a wheeled brown bin, it might seem like quite a bit of effort to put it out every time it's due to be collected. But we need to get the material as fresh as we can so that we can process it. If we leave it for weeks or even a month or so, the actual nutritional value of what's in that food waste is starting to break down and it's going to be lost. So check your bin collection schedule, and even if you have a small amount of food or garden waste, always take your bin out and have it collected on a regular basis.
Yeah, because the temptation is to wait until it's fuller before you put it out.
Completely, and that's a natural instinct for us to have. But with the food waste, it's all about us collecting it as quickly as we possibly can so that we can make best use of it.
One listener has been on, Pauline, to say that their provider, their collector of waste, used to give out brown paper bags for the food caddy, but they've stopped giving them out. And this listener says it makes food recycling more expensive. Well, what you said earlier is a good tip. If you just line the bottom of the brown caddy with newspaper, that's not going to be expensive.
No, because you already have that. And also, quite often, we do get paper bags, you know, like a brown paper bag from a convenience store. Sometimes even the takeaway that you might buy might be at the weekend, might be in a brown bag, or you might get a plain white paper bag when you buy things. Keep all of those and you can use those to line your caddy instead.
Okay, very good. Well, look, you've given us some great tips there, and I presume, Pauline, that there's plenty more on mywaste.ie if people want to check them out.
There certainly is, Deirdre. That's where they'll get all the advice.
Yeah, and it's great to hear that we're doing so well, but we could still do even better. Pauline, it's always lovely and always educational to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deirdre. Bye-bye.
That's Pauline McDonough, their Circular Economy Coordinator at mywaste.ie. And just to remind you all, put your brown caddy bin out more frequently. Make sure that you line it in some shape or form and don't go putting any plastic into your food bin either. And what's new to me definitely is that if you spill anything, once it's food or drink, and you mop it up with kitchen paper, you can then put that kitchen paper with the food or drink stuck to it into the brown bin. And you mightn't have known that. I certainly didn't.